This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the delightful, dazzling, and ever just delightful star, I guess I used that word twice, of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And Elena, how are you?
I'm buying you a thesaurus for Christmas.
Yeah, apparently. Apparently, I'm really excited to use the D adjectives when describing you. So, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you? Have you been watching the Osama bin Laden video outtakes?
Well, so far the ones they've released haven't been that exciting. It's hard enough to watch, you know, the old videos of bin Laden when you have no idea what he's saying. Now videos of bin Laden watching himself on video are less than riveting, but apparently they're getting some value out of that, I guess.
Yeah, I sort of have this image of him, like, in the bloopers on the outtakes, you know. We're coming to you live from 2125 Obatabad Avenue. Oh, no, I didn't mean to say that. You know, things like that.
Yeah, exactly right. But yeah.
And I guess I do feel better. My TVs are better than his were, I guess.
Yeah.
He had that little 12-inch screen or something.
You'd think for a multimillionaire approaching billionaire, he'd be able to get past the 12-inch grainy black and white. But he probably, you know, didn't have a lot of cable access or, you know.
No Blu-ray, huh?
Exactly right. Although he's apparently more high-tech than we gave him credit for. Most of us thought for a long time he was in a cave somewhere. It just turns out he was in a big cement compound in the middle of Abbottabad, Pakistan.
Yeah, you can't get too much for $1 million in Abbottabad. I'm kind of unimpressed with that. You know, you'd think you'd have a nice spread there for that.
Well, it's interesting. You know, one of the jokes that's been going around is, you know, the housing market's not only tough in America, it's tough in Pakistan because, you know, bin Laden paid quite a bit of money for the house, but as much as he tried to pay off the mortgage quickly, he's still underwater.
Gosh. But I'm
exactly. Which
That'll be in our show next week.
No. Yeah. Which leads us, very naturally, into our selection of the week. The Capitol Steps, in addition to 60 Minutes, apparently getting some time with the president.
Good evening. I'm Barack Obama. As you know, Sunday afternoon our time, we finally managed to locate and kill Osama bin Laden.
Woohoo!
Thank you very much. This should give us some closure to the events of 9/11, though at the moment, unfortunately, Donald Trump is asking to see the death certificate. We had actually managed to find Osama a little earlier, but we didn't want to compete with the coverage of the royal wedding. I do have a few more details, if you'd like to hear about it. I had some disagreements with things that Osama said. He saw himself as living, while I sorta saw him dead. So I sent some Navy SEALs in to shoot him in the face. And once we had him reeled in, gave him a last resting place under the sea. That's where he'll be. We gave him 3 slugs, now he's with sea slugs permanently. Now that he's down there in the dark, a sushi platter for the sharks. He'll swim with sturgeons instead of virgins. What's my next action? How's this reaction? I won't refuse to send a Fox News crew under the sea.
Oh, Elena, you know, that's why I love the Capitol Steps, because so many people over the last week are like, you can't be all happy and excited, somebody's dead, even though he was horrible. Thank you. Thank you very much for that song.
You know there's going to be people out there looking for where he's floating around.
Oh, probably.
Yeah, it'll be the next, and there'll be sightings, of course.
He's hanging out with Elvis at the Burger King in Kalamazoo, isn't he?
Yeah, and of course all the people who think really it was just a big, you know, like it was like the moon landing. Yeah, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, unbelievable. Unbelievable. So you got some new presidential candidates this week. Ron Paul's back in, and Newt Gingrich is officially in, and You know, Mitt Romney's trying to explain how individual mandates are good at the state level, but not at the federal level, and that's going to go well for him. You've got to be in hog heaven here.
Yeah, he's really trying to backpedal on the whole healthcare issue, isn't he? That's going to be fun to watch. I don't know how he's going to figure that one out, but we've seen Devil Talk before, so it'll be fun.
Before, you've made a career on it. You know, and you had a whole CD a long time ago devoted to Newt Gingrich. Maybe there'll be another one sometime.
Right, a whole Newt world, right, yes.
Yes,
he's back.
That's right. Most of this Republican field is back. Ron Paul's run before several times, actually, if you go back to his Libertarian days. And, you know, Romney's run again. Huckabee might run again. We still don't know. You know, so a lot of these guys have been around the block once before. So
yeah,
we'll see.
I guess Palenti's the only new one on the block, huh?
Yeah, he'd probably be the most prominent name that hasn't run before. So, you know, this is good for the Capitol steps. You've already got your rhyming schemes down for the most part. And Dennis Kucinich isn't running this time, he says. So.
Oh, that was a hard one. Spinach was, well, he rhymes with spinach, but it's hard to work spinach into a song.
Yeah, exactly. You really have to kind of force it. So, fortunately for you, he was never all that competitive.
Well, all right. Back to writing the Newt stuff. Got to have it for you for next week.
Very good. Elena, have a great time. Have a great show this weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capsteps.com, where you can pick up a copy of their brand new CD, Desperate House Members. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.